पेज 38. द क्वीन मेड अ लॉन्ग लिस्ट ऑफ ऑल द अनकॉमन नेम्स शी कुड पॉसिबली थिंक ऑफ. द क्वीन वॉज वेरी वरीड. हर बेबी वॉज द मोस्ट प्रेशियस थिंग टू हर एंड नथिंग वुड पार्ट हिम फ्रॉम हर. On the evening of the third day, the queen was getting more and more anxious. Anxious meaning very, very worried. The messenger returned and announced, "My queen, I have not been able to find any new names, but as I came upon a huge hill beyond the dark forest, I saw a little house, and in front of the house burnt a roaring fire, and around the fire sprang and danced a dwarf, and he said that his name was Rumpelstiltskin." The queen, you can imagine how happy and delighted she was as she heard the little man's name. Now, the little man stepped into her chamber that night. She sat there smiling with the baby bouncing about on her lap. "Now, my queen, what is my name?" The queen first said, "Belshazzar." She asked, smiling. "No," said the dwarf. "Well, your name is Splindenshank?" "No." "Thinkabolt?" "No." "Twaddledum?" "No." "Wait, wait. Is your name Harry?" Now the dwarf came towards her with his arms to take the baby. Then the queen said, "Perhaps your name is Rumpelstiltskin." She asked quietly but firmly. The dwarf jumped back. "Someone has told you," and he stamped the wooden floor so hard that it spilt open. He felt inside, smashed his head, and died. And so the queen lived happily ever after with her loving husband, the king, and their son. Thank you.